Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi meet in Tehran and agree on a 20-year cooperation deal.
With this government, cooperation has taken place in the fields of energy, economy, science, agriculture, and defense. The signing of this agreement is another step in expanding relations in the coming years.
Venezuela's close ties with Iran date back to its former president Hugo Chavez, but under Maduro, the two OPEC members have become closer since both were sanctioned by the United States.
We will be witnesses in the coming years how our countries will confront the difficulties they face and create a new world. The youth in Venezuela, the youth in Iran, must know that the world of the future will be a just world without imperialism.
Iran already supplies Venezuela with crude oil and provides technical support to its oil industry. But analysts say Maduro's trip is also about solidarity.
I do think that it is significant that the two countries are trying to join up against American pressure. And we have to remember that they're not alone. We also have countries such as Russia and China. At the same time, however, we have to remember that all of these four countries, they have different grievances when it comes to the Americans.
Maduro's trip to Iran coincides with the summit of the Americas that's taking place in Los Angeles. Washington didn't invite him to the high-level meeting. Speaking at the summit, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Venezuela's president should resume talks with the country's opposition.
In our judgment, Venezuelan-led negotiations between the Maduro regime and the unitary platform are the best path that we can see to trying to restore to Venezuelans a democracy that they clearly deserve and clearly want.
It's a call that's almost certain to be ignored. Instead, Iran and Venezuela, united against a common enemy, appear closer than ever. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.